On April 8, 2024, skies slightly dimmed because of the highly anticipated solar eclipse. While the moon only covered a portion of the sun, many folks raced outside late Monday morning to take photos. Santa Barbara was not in the path of totality because it sat in the penumbra, the outer edge of the moon's shadow. For those that were in the states between Texas and Maine, they had the opportunity to witness totality from the umbra. Observers from these states with clear weather got to witness the sun incrementally get covered before skies significantly got dark and feel temperatures drop. The last time the United States witnessed a solar eclipse was in 2017. In that year, the eclipse lasted for 2 minutes and 42 seconds, according to NASA. This year, it lasted a few minutes longer at 4 minutes and 28 seconds. What was so different about this event compared to 7 years ago? According to Vox Media, the moon was closer to the Earth than it was 7 years ago during this eclipse event. That means the shadow casted on Earth was larger and more of the sun was covered. Both the Earth and the moon have their own orbital planes. The moon doesn't exactly share the same orbital path. In fact, it's tilted at a 5-degree angle from the Earth's. Where both orbital planes meet is called the node. The moon has 4 primary moon phases that last at a cycle of roughly 29.53 days. This is a synodic month, the time it takes for the moon to circulate through all 4 of its phases. In order for a solar eclipse to happen in the first place, there must be a new moon. It also has to go between the sun and the Earth at a node, and the closer the moon is to the planet, the more of the sun is covered during a solar eclipse. The next solar eclipse will occur 2 years from now in Greenland, Iceland, and Spain. And it won't be until 2045 that the United States will experience another one. With KCSB News, I'm Elizabeth Truong, and thank you for listening.